Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. We have an in-your-face subject to discuss today. We're going to take liberalism on right between the eyes. Kevin Jackson is an author, and his latest book is Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. That really says what it is. I would say perhaps it's a 20th century version of the screw tape letters, but that's probably not as easily understood, Kevin, as the way you put it in your subtitle. The screw tape letters were tongue-in-cheek advice by a devil to an acolyte, to a nephew, on how to be a really humdinger of a devil. And sometimes you're writing in that vein in the book, which I found very humorous, and it reminded me of the screw tape letters, trying to bring somebody along to be a good race pimper and how to milk the system. And I thought, this is good. Oh, this is good. The screw tape letters in the 21st century.
Too funny. Well, when Rael Cruz read it, we were headed to an event together, and I gave him a copy in on the flight, a leg.
And by the way, for those that are not familiar with that name, that is the father of Ted Cruz, who makes my heart go pitter-pat.
Well, Rafael read the intro in the first chapter during the break that we had, and we got off the plane, and he says, Kevin, he says, your humor and sarcasm is up there with the great Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that.
Right. I said, I'm in pretty good company.
My hat is off. Excellent. Well, he does have a way with words. And, in fact, just to continue on Ted Cruz's daddy for a brief moment, it's hard to stay sitting during one of his speeches.
Yeah.
He is very motivational and amazing.
Yeah, and he's, the knowledge that we shared just in the few minutes, you know, we shared a cab over and we spent a little time together at the event. It was amazing. I love talking to people like him who are exiled from particularly a place like Cuba, because you really get an understanding of things. And I mean, I appreciate America to a degree that, you know, nobody can, unless you're just an amazing patriot, you have no idea. But I will tell you, he really is a special guy, and Ted's lucky to have had him as a father, and I think that passion is what people see in Ted Cruz.
I think you're right. That furthered my desire to find out more about the senator, and I'm very pleased to know that, from what I can tell, that acorn didn't roll very far at all from the tree.
Right.
And that's a good thing, because Ted Cruz is a special sort of guy, and it may sound incongruous, but this Cuban guy that we're talking about, I wouldn't be surprised if he was born holding an American flag. I've never met a greater patriot in my life.
Yeah, well, like I said, if you talk to his dad, you understand why. He's seen it firsthand. He's watched how, you know, the evolution of Cuba and the devolution, if you will, of America, and he sees the writing on the wall. So, and you know, and it's like with my kids. I mean, my kid sees Obama on TV, and he's like, ugh, he's a terrible man, you know. So, you're exactly right. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. But, you know, we're right. It isn't like, you know, I have a dislike for Obama over some, you know, innocuous reason. I have a dislike of Obama because he is so anti what we and the audience and the gun owners of America stand for.
He wants to fundamentally transform the country. And frankly, I didn't vote for him, but even if I had, I'm not sure I would have been voting to fundamentally transform the country. And that may explain a certain amount of the sag in his support. They thought they were going to get another free Obama phone, but they didn't think the country was going to be fundamentally transformed.
Yeah, it is funny that, you know, when you look at the differences between why people are starting, you know, he's had his fall from grace, and you talk to different people about it. And in some cases, it's, you know, he isn't radical enough, which I find that's hard to believe. But in other cases, it is. It's the gimme mentality. And then in others, and I think these are the ones that we're going after, they're saying, look, this country might have its issues, but we've overcome most of them. We don't still have slaves for the most part. Racism is anecdotal at best. Mm-hmm. But what people are looking for is opportunity. And the problem is Obama misses opportunities to get the country on track. He uses the opportunities where he should be promoting how great America is to screw things up. And I'll give you a good example. The Selma Bridge celebration, 50 years. I wrote about this. Mm-hmm. He's standing on a bridge that 50 years ago he would have been getting his black butt kicked, okay,
right,
by some Democrat sheriff. And he's standing on that bridge as the president of the United States 5 decades later, and he can't even celebrate that. He has to talk about Ferguson. He has to talk about New York. And what most of the people probably in your audience don't know, Larry, is Selma is an armpit. That place sucks.
It must be run by Democrats.
By the 80% Democrat, 80% black now, Selma. Its government is practically all Democrat. It's got rampant unemployment. It's got rampant crime. It's just an armpit of a city. And you would think that it being the crown jewel of what the Democrats would hail as overcoming and all that, that would be the place that people would go visit, and it would look like a little chalet in Switzerland.
One of the points of your book is the whole idea is not overcoming. How can you be race pimping if there's no market for pimping anymore?
That's exactly right. You can't cure the illness. Once you cure it, there's no good. You got to keep people coming back for the medicine.
Exactly.
And so that's exactly what's happening in America. And I jokingly say in the book, you know, you better jump on this gravy train and get some. People ask me, what was the motivation? The motivation was I wrote it as a joke to white people that mm-hmm. you're watching the country get taken from you with everybody crying racism all the time. And every time somebody cries racism, just think of you. If I could train you to be Pavlov's dog, when they cry racism, I want white ladies to open your purses and pull out your billfolds. I want guys to just put your wallet out of the back of your pocket, open it up, and then let somebody come along and take some money out. Because that's essentially what it is.
It's the kind of ugly story behind the liberal motif. It's an amazing turnaround. You've already mentioned it. That was a Democrat that was kicking folks around on the bridge in Selma, Alabama. It wasn't a Republican. There wouldn't have been any in that area, but the Republicans that were in Washington were trying to get through legislation to put a stop to that.
Absolutely. There were a few Republicans on the ground in these areas that recognized what was happening. They saw the inequities. They saw the inequalities. They saw the racial divide, and they saw why it was being done. They saw the intimidation by these Democrats, and they were for it. And in some cases, many of them were lynched as well. White Republicans were lynched. People were speaking out. This is a time when black pastors were willing to speak out, and that's why you ended up with a Reverend Martin Luther King. It was an effort to change all that, and here again I go back to 50 years later, it's changed. Black people, for the most part, can go anywhere they want in the country. I mean, I wouldn't go to an Aryan Nation biker bar personally, but in theory, you could go anywhere you want. Nobody looks at you strange if you're a black person shopping on Beverly Hills Rodeo Drive. Oprah does it all the time, I'm sure. Nobody looks at interracial couples I shouldn't say nobody, but the majority of people don't look at interracial couples and go, ooh, what's going on there? You know, none of it matters. We're raising the most non-racial group of people on the planet, and that's these new millennials who I saw a study that said they're 95.
Let's pick up on those new millennials when we get back, because I think that's a nice way to return. Talking about Race Pimping, a book by Kevin Jackson.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks for tuning in to this edition of the News Hour. My guest is author Kevin Jackson. The book that he has most recently put out is Race Pimping, and it's really a well-aimed shot between the eyes, so to speak, of the liberal establishment and calling them out. One of the things I take away from the book, Kevin, is that race pimping and related personality disorders are basically there to keep a bad system in place, because that's the only way these guys know how to make a living. This is kind of what you think of when the name Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson comes up. These are people that have made themselves quite wealthy race pimping, and Sharpton, must say, ought to be an iconic figure for tax protesters, because here's a guy that's monumentally behind in his taxes. I think it's over $1 million he owes the IRS.
Oh, it's $4.5 million that he owes the IRS.
You and I'd be in jail if we owed them anywhere close to that amount of money.
The level of hypocrisy when it comes to what the left is willing to tolerate from themselves versus what they would tolerate from us is ridiculous. And it's because we allow it. And that's why I wrote the book, is to sort of poke fun at you white people so you'll finally say, you know, enough is enough. For the most part, the average person is that's out there trying to make a living like everybody else. They get no advantages. There is no such thing as white privilege. They constantly talk about these institutionalized systems that keep people at bay. Well, then why aren't they keeping people at bay? Why is it that there's a ton of doctors and lawyers and accountants and HR people, et cetera, who are black? Why is the richest black woman in America, I think Oprah Winfrey, certainly entertainer, you know, why is the first billionaire, player is probably going to be one of three black people? Tiger Woods, LeBron James, or Michael Jordan, and I think Jordan just eclipsed it. You know, you got black folks owning basketball teams and baseball teams. Jay-Z is the biggest selling rap music artist, I think, in history. And on and on and on. Nothing but achievement. America has overcome every single thing, and racism is an anecdote. But Loretta Lynch doesn't get an up-and-down vote, and she's been taken to the back of the bus, Larry.
Back of the bus. The fact that maybe she's a bit more liberal than the recent elected Republican-controlled Congress would like. No. We're talking race here. We're not going to be talking anything besides race. And hopefully a card that I picked up somewhere, I don't even remember who was handing it out, but it's most apropos, hopefully, of the direction the country is heading, that we're putting this shakedown scheme behind us. It says, it looks like a credit card, and it says, I'm sorry, but your race card is no longer accepted here. It has expired. And so,
I think America is so beyond this, and they're so ready for it. And you wouldn't know it from my book sales just yet, Larry.
But, well, we're going to try to work on that a little bit.
Well, you know, I'll sell a ton of them. But look, we're ready for this. And the reason why I poke fun at race is because that's the way you should do it. You should make fun of it. If you notice, I'm playing with your audience. I talk about you white folks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Because that's the way race was meant to be discussed. When I grew up with my buddies, who were a bunch of old redneck country boys in 4-H and FFA, you know, the gun-toting, Bible-thumping guys that represent the majority of the GOA, well, that's who I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up hunting and fishing, and we called it hunting and fishing, and that's what we did every day, every weekend. We lived to go shoot something, all right? And we didn't care what the – if I didn't like you, I didn't like you. It wasn't because you were white. It's because you didn't like one of my buddies or, you know. It had nothing to do with your color. It had to do with just something that you and I didn't get along.
Now, let me go back to all that shooting you were doing. You didn't shoot your eye out now, did you?
Shoot my eye out?
Yeah, I'm thinking about that Christmas movie where the guy gives his son a BB gun and warns him not to shoot his eye out.
No, so. I grew up, I had a little Ruger 22, and I graduated to an over and under 410. And, of course, we had every, you know, we had a 30-30, a 30-06, a 243, 222s. I mean, I shot everything as a kid. I even shot a 9 mag and just all kinds of stuff.
Now, Kevin, let me jump in again. You realize those calibers you were rattling off, the rifle calibers, those are all armor-piercing.
What do they call them? Assault weapons.
Well, at least the president and his administration would have us believe that, because they would like to ban them all. That was a very almost humorous effort on the part of the administration to ban a particular kind of rifle bullet. Not wanting, maybe they weren't aware, I don't know how well informed they are about some things, that all rifle center fire bullets will penetrate
pierce
standard body armor. Yeah,
right.
That's just a given.
Well,
and,
they don't, that's the thing, they know nothing about it. Look, I don't know, Larry, how many people I debated on TV, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox, that about the Tea Party, about grassroots efforts that had never been to a Tea Party. That would be like you asking me about Germany, and I've never been, and you're like, well, we're going to debate Germany. And a guy's been traveling through Germany on foot, hitchhiking across it, and then there's me, who's never been, and we're going to debate Germany. That's exactly the way I look at how these guys discuss us. But you know what? It's our fault. It's our fault that we don't make guns sexy when put into the hands of the right people. We don't make conservatism cool and the thing that you want to emulate and the thing you want to be. You know, think about the average lifestyle of somebody that grows up in a gun culture, that goes out, shoots their rabbits or whatever, sets their trot lines, hangs out at the creek with their family, barbecuing and having fun, and the adults drinking beer, the kids swimming in the tributary or whatever. And that's just a great life. And but, you know, these guys are lucky. These kids in these inner cities are lucky if they go camping once in their lives. I mean, I used to camp every other weekend. They don't even know what that life is like. For them, it's all concrete jungles. But we don't get them out. We don't force them to take a look at our lives, to take a look at that close-knit family stuff and be hanging out with friends and all that. So they think that, you know, going to some bar and barfing up your guts at the end of, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, is that's their idea of fun.
You know, I think you've just put your finger on another aspect of race pimping. My guess is you don't find much of this going on in the culture that you grew up in. But if you were to move over to that urban culture where you've got people almost exclusively on welfare and thinking in terms of I'm entitled and all of that, there it's just night and day. It's not what can I do for myself, because that's what you were doing when you were out fishing and hunting. You were doing things for yourself. You might not have thought the same way had you been growing up in the city where people had a different mindset. Well, they're playing the music on us. We're coming up on another break. I'm talking today with Kevin Jackson, author of Race Pimping, and you can find it at racepimping.com. I think you ought to go and get a copy. Blow your liberal friends' heads up.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And back today with Kevin Jackson. By the way, he's also sold a few copies of another book called The Big Black Lie. Kevin, you're just doing everything you can to make sure that liberals put out a contract on you.
Well, I had the new Black Panthers threaten to put two in my heart and one in my head, and I told them, well, trust me, there'll be a lot of you with two, with one in your heart and one in your head before I get two in mine and one in mine. Because we fire back over here.
Excellent. Well, and again, that's kind of the way you were brung up. You knew which end of the gun was which at an early age, from what I'm hearing. So some of these Black Panthers probably, maybe that's part of the reason why their pants are down so low. I don't know.
They have no idea how to shoot. They have no idea. You know, they're bullies. And what happens is every time you know, these guys will threaten me, I wish I could kick your butt. And I go, well, you know what? I wish you had the opportunity to try, because I promise you the outcome is not going to be what you predict. And I think when they find out that they're with a true fighter, a warrior, and I happen to be a trained fighter, and, you know, because I'm like, let's videotape it. I'll come to your job, and we'll meet in the parking lot. And as long as you give me permission to put it on YouTube, I'm going to be there. So when they find out that, you know, I'm not afraid, and I'm truly not, and I will come, you know, I'm not a pacifist either, you know, they suddenly the timbre of their conversation changes, and that's what I'm trying to explain to the conservative movement through my books, is by confronting racism, you do a much better service to the conservative movement. This for example, I'm calling out Howard Schultz. I'm trying to get people to collect enough money so I can get me and a cameraman, and we're going to shoot a little documentary film on Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks. I want to go have that race conversation, race together with Howard. And I want to ask him, Larry, hey, Howard, if you want to help black people so bad, why aren't your stores there? McDonald's has a lot of stores in the black community, but I don't see any Starbucks, you know? And oh, by the way, if you're worried about a building, stick them in Planned Parenthood. How about that for a conversation?
You know, this attitude of yours is so right out of our founder, former state senator in California, H.L. Richardson, career in the California State Senate, and he was viewed by proper-thinking liberals as a genuine knuckle-dragging caveman type. And he was approached one time by some feminist representative of some group, and they wanted to give him a Chauvinist of the Year award. And his immediate response was, really? When you want to, can we do that in my office when I have time to get the media there? I want this to be on camera. And you know what? They must have lost his address because
they
never showed up.
Yeah, they certainly didn't. It wasn't as big of a deal, huh? See, I love guys like that. That's the way you do it. Oh, you know what? I will prominently display it. We will have. In fact, I may even have my own award that I'll give out in honor of getting this award.
Absolutely. Why shouldn't we have fun with this? We're only doing what Saul Alinsky was teaching his crowd to do, which is, among other things, to ridicule and kind of make light of these people that really do think a bit too much of themselves.
Well, the only thing about Alinsky, his tactics work, but when you're using him for, you know, for the leftist purposes, well, then, you know, it's sad because they are flatly
right.
Wrong.
Right.
And we're right. And what's so sad, Larry, we're right, and we don't want to use Alinsky's tactics. I have race discussions all the time. I don't use the term African-American. I say Indian. I don't say Native American. And, in fact, if it's we're talking Native Americans, I think you're talking about me because I was born here. I'm Native. I disregard all the nonsense and the noise, and I just look at things objectively. And that's what I challenge people in all of my books, particularly – and race pimping, to don't believe the hype. Don't believe the things that people tell you because they are intentionally trying to mislead you.
You know, I thought you had an example that was just the epitome of a lot of what you're trying to get across, and that was of the two black insurance agents, the one that had been at the company for a while and was just having a dickens of a time making a go of it. And then the other agent that comes in, I guess with his wife, and the two of them just started breaking all the records.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you explain what it was that the champion salesman, what was the difference in the two?
Well, that was actually a story that was, it was on Ken Hamlin's show. He had a show called The Black Avenger. And I honestly don't remember the details of that particular story, except that one guy was, you know, was, woe is me, it's black, you know, I can't get ahead. And the other guy comes in and he breaks all the records. He's like, what are you talking about? You know, just go out and do your job. And that was, for me, that was sort of the net of the story. But it was me rehashing an actual conversation, a radio conversation that Ken Hamlin had with a caller. Or maybe it was an actual experience that he had, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yeah, but I thought it was just great because it was a matter of attitude. And the poor guy that was the failure had convinced himself that because he was black, nobody was going to do business with him, and woe is me. And then in comes this other guy, and, hey, I got a job. Hey, this is just as black. This is great. I got a job. You mean I can go out and sign people up and get their money? Man, I'm in.
Yeah. You know, and it really is attitude. When I was arguing with Van Jones or Mark Lamont Hill, and something comes up in a subject, it is so amazing to me how night and day one guy will look at the cup half empty and the other guy is cup half full. And, I don't care what it is. Like, I'll give you an example. Van Jones says in a recent interview a debate, and he made the comment around, well, black people are disproportionately stopped in cop searches, and then 39% of blacks are, detained or whatever. And I said, see, Van, there's a perfect example. You're willing to give part of the statistic. You don't tell people that 50% of the crime is being convicted by the people that are only being stopped 39% of the time. It's actually disproportionately in the wrong direction. And he wants to not let the truth get out. Another thing that came out with all of this Ferguson mess was from 1999 to 2011, there were roughly 1,100 blacks shot by cops. From in that same period, there were almost 2,200 whites shot by cops. You never hear that statistic. The reason is because people want you to believe that the only people being killed by cops are black. Twice as many whites have been killed by cops, and whites are not even committing the level of crime that blacks are. So if you look at that statistic in its holistic form, white people are the ones really being targeted. Now, I sound like I'm prodigy of David Duke when I'm saying this stuff, but it's just the facts. And the reason why white folks don't want to talk about it is because they feel like, oh, if I say that, I'll feel racist. Van Jones doesn't want to talk about it because he wants to promote a lie. He wants to promote this idea or a concept that black people are under assault in America. Well, no, they're not, because statistically, whites are more under assault. Now, why are you guys not complaining? Because you know that typically speaking, if a cop ends up shooting a white guy, you're in 99.9% of the time, that dude probably deserved to be shot. But black folks act as if a black person is killed by a cop, well, it was an innocent dude walking the street, walking his dog, going to get a burger. No, it wasn't. He was doing something that made the cop pull his weapon for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. In all of this, this liberal mindset, which we're discussing a subset of the race-pimping Jesse Jackson type, interesting that Jesse Jackson is illustrative of the point that I'm making. When he had, briefly, a show on television, I had the opportunity to debate him, and naturally he thought that I was a terrible person because I thought every adult ought to have a gun if they wanted one. And I thought, isn't this interesting? Here is Mr. Liberal, and he's completely oblivious to the importance of guns in the history of blacks in the United States.
Yeah.
We can pick up on that when we get back. The music's telling us that we're going to have to take a brief pause, but we'll be back with Kevin Jackson, Race Pimping.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks for being with us here during this edition of the News Hour. Kevin Jackson, author of Race Pimping, is my guest. You can find him and the book at racepimping.com on the web. That's the way I get most of my books, so I'm sure it's in all the stores, but definitely I'm lazy, and I just like to go click, 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 and then some nice guy brings it to me within the week. So
it's with an autograph.
And with an autograph, I'll tell you what, it just doesn't get any better. We were talking about gun control, and I wanted to make sure that we looked at it just a little longer, because I see gun control, and I thought of Jesse Jackson. There's one of the liberal high priests, and is he ever for gun control? And the more I've worked in this area, the more I'm convinced that there are a lot of goody-two-shoes people that have been convinced that guns are inherently bad. But I'm pretty convinced that people like Jesse Jackson, or our dear leader in the White House, or Harry Reid, the mafia don from Nevada, Las Vegas, they understand that an armed populace can't be pushed around nearly as easily as one that's disarmed. They understand the meaning of the Second Amendment. It's to control people just like them. And they don't like that. And that's why I'm convinced they try to tell us any cockamamie story they can think we'll buy in order to get our guns.
Well, the interesting thing about gun control is it should be choice, right? Liberals are big on choice. It's a woman's right to choose. They, you know, other than right to work, where there's a union involved, they want you to have all the choices. But the problem is when it comes to you saying, hey, first of all, it's a Second Amendment right for me to have a gun, then suddenly it's not about choice. So that's the first thing. The second part of it is, this is what upsets me, quite honestly, about the gun lobby, is the gun lobby could easily flip the black population just by saying, guys, you do realize that guns is what kept you from being re-enslaved. Guns are the things that that allowed you to actually achieve your civil rights.
And during slavery, it was illegal to possess a gun.
That's right. That's right. And so if you put it into the same context as they do and say, well, you know, it's really funny that they don't want you to have these rights given their heinous record of slavery, you could get blacks would be like, what? I didn't realize that. You know, but so go teach that, right? Let's put seminars together.
Right.
Let's go to schools and talk about these issues so that you can undo it. Because let me tell you what's happening right now. A kid makes a sandwich that looks like a gun. He's expelled. A kid makes fingers that looks like a gun. A kid goes pow, pow, in school, it looks like a gun. He's expelled. He's this. You can do nothing that looks like a gun. You can't wear a shirt that alludes to gun. Nothing. So
right.
What they're doing is they're slowly indoctrinating these kids into ignorance. They're indoctrinating the next generation that will gladly vote away their Second Amendment rights.
I think you have put your finger on a very, very concerning area, and I'm delighted to hear it. And you know, the level of ignorance didn't just get started. We're talking about kids, but Ken Blackwell had been the Secretary of State in Ohio, and he was running for governor, black guy, and I went out to campaign for him because he's a Republican, and he was very conservative, is still, and very pro Second Amendment. As we were going around the state in his campaign bus, I brought up the subject that we've kind of been on now about how Jim Crow laws weren't just a matter of drinking fountains. They also made it difficult for blacks to buy guns. They typically didn't make it illegal. It just you couldn't buy something unless it was the expensive version. They were trying to price it out of the market, as it were. And when he saw that it was the deacons for defense that were the point of the spear on the civil rights movement in the South, which he had never been told about, armed black guys, some of them actual deacons in their Baptist church, others just other guys in the community. And it was those armed blacks that were so persuasive, much more so than any of their rhetoric. And, you know, all deference to Martin Luther King, his rhetoric in some circumstances just wouldn't have cut it. It was only those armed deacons that were able to keep some of the racist Democrats, as you pointed out earlier, at bay. And so that's a story that when he saw that was a part of the history that had not been taught to him, he wrote a column about it.
Well, you know, I think the problem is that, you know, there's an old saying, if you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book, right? Nobody is going to read this history, and you don't expect any of the left to actually tell black folks the true history of America, whether it's the history of unions and how they were meant to destroy, you know, keep blacks from working and so on and so forth. And obviously the history of guns. So going back to the book, and what I do here is I take a lot of these stories, even some stories about overseas and what was happening and how we were being sold down the river and how you can relate to it from, you know, situations in Haiti or whatever, and try to boil it down to where people can laugh about it, but they can remember some of these things I'm talking about because you're watching it happen. Whether it's Obamacare, you know, hey, if you didn't vote for, in fact, the one of the things that Valerie Jarrett said about Obamacare, she said that there were three things that Barack Obama's done for black people, and I can't remember the third, but two of them were this. One is she got us health care. Okay, they claim that Obamacare was meant for black folks. And the second thing they did was they got the sentencing guidelines for crack cocaine equivalent to that of raw coke, so that they're not disparates between crack and powder cocaine.
Well, I don't know much about coke, those kinds of drugs, but I do know that her first point is an outright lie. Anybody in this country, in any state in this country that presents themselves in an emergency room, by law, will be attended to.
That is exactly right. And so Obamacare did nothing except add a layer of bureaucracy. But here's my point. The other point that she did was immigration. She claimed that the immigration, tell me what immigration has to do with black folks. You know, nothing. So
unless it takes jobs away from them.
That's exactly right. Obamacare takes jobs away from them because guess what? Companies cut back the hours. It's been proven that it's a job-killing measure, but they don't care. So, look, it's the onus is on us to educate. Some people want to be professorial, Larry, and they want to get on their high horse. Be John Boehner if you want to talk about it.
Please don't.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, there are people that want to preach it. Then there are people like me who say, I'm going to make fun of it. And I'm going to make fun of it in such a way that you laugh. And as you're telling somebody, they kind of chuckle. They may be on the other side of the issue, but they're going to chuckle about it. You know, like the quip I made about Starbucks putting their stores in Planned Parenthood. You had a good laugh about it, right? Well, it's a funny thing to say, but it's also very poignant. When the dust settles on the laugh, it makes you think, wow, that's the type of stuff that we need. We need to be clever. We're marketing a message. We've been out-marketed for decades.
Right.
The beauty of guns is we have good organizations like yours that are out there fighting for the Second Amendment. But who's out there fighting for your First Amendment rights to say what you want and not worry about losing your job because somebody misconstrued the word niggardly? Or you talk about a black hole and somebody's like, why are you talking about black women? You know, crazy stuff. And people
right.
are probably chuckling at that statement, but those are two real reasons why people lost jobs. A guy was reading
right.
a book about the Notre Dame versus the Klan, and he got suspended until they figured out that the book was actually pro-black. It's crazy out there. And that's what guys like me are out there fighting for. Fighting against it.
Yeah, right. No, the level of ignorance among those in authority, that's a great example that you just came up with, Notre Dame versus the Klan. And they couldn't begin to understand what that might have been about. That
black
is ignorance.
Black woman passed by, saw the title of the book, reported the man. Before they even got to the bottom of what the book was about, he was suspended. Now, later on, he says, do you understand that this book is about how Notre Dame defeated the Klan? And, you know, Catholicism won the day and the religion won the day and blah, blah, blah. Oh, geez, we're sorry. Okay, we'll come
yeah,
on
right.
to work.
It's sort of like hanging the guy and then having the trial afterwards. That's their idea of justice. And they impose their ignorance on the rest of us, and that's when I get a little upset.
Well, look, the imposed ignorance is just the fact that we got to wake up every day to a government that's got, still at this point, Eric Holder is its Department of Injustice. It's got a black racist at the helm, a guy who doesn't care, that does not love this country. He's not Judeo-Christian. In fact, I think most people would argue he certainly shows a lot of proclivity towards being part of Islam, and on and on and on. And then he's surrounded
by
these.
I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Kevin Jackson, as always, a wee provocative, I love you guy, racepimping.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.